Ready for this?
Yes, I'm not wearing any makeup.
God! Let's go, girls. I think that was a fun way to start with you shouting and losing your mind. It's a bit of fun for your 1 o'clock Friday.
Cheers.
Oh, cheers, Bronlaw. Should we? We're having a Jans right now. Yeah. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous Friday. We're having a gorgeous Jans. I'm flying out later. I'm going to go to a goddamn wedding today, and then I'm flying out later. I'm going to Perth.
And so the wedding is not in Perth.
The wedding is not in Perth. I don't know why I added that detail. I think that's fine.
Yeah, because you're bragging.
I'm bragging. I got so much going on.
Whose wedding is it?
So the wedding is of people that I don't really know that well.
Why were you invited?
Well, I don't know. I don't exactly know why I was invited. But I met them for I worked with one of them for a week. And in that week, I got invited to the wedding. So they were like, send me your address. And I was like, oh, that's a bit weird. But also I thought it might have been a HR thing. I was like, oh, yeah, okay, right. So this is my address. I give everyone my address anyway. Yes,
everyone who asks.
I don't ask for it. No, I don't even have to ask. I'll give my address out.
Ready to go?
Ready to go. And I dox myself nonstop.
Oh, yeah.
and then they gave me an invite to their wedding.
After a week of working with
After
you.
After a week.
And have you met their partner?
No.
This is insane.
Yeah, I haven't met their partner and I've had a few follow-up messages. So I said a hard sure. The RSVP was sure. I was just like,
you can't
I can
do that. That's never an option. That's never
sure.
a box saying
maybe.
Sure.
It's like that Facebook thing where you say tentative.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
definitely
interested?
Tentative. Yeah. Yeah. I'm interested. I could probably come. If push comes to shove, I've got nothing else on the day. I'll wake up on the day and see how I feel.
And that's how you approach their wedding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How special they must feel. And so you work with it. Wait on. This is incredible to me.
Wait on.
Wait on. Sammy. If you knew, weddings are expensive.
They can be.
They always are.
How expensive they? Was your wedding?
I didn't get it.
I know you're not married. But imagine if I was to be, if you were to be married, that I would be probably the flower girl at your wedding.
You would be absolutely, you'd be the groom.
I'd be the
surprise,
groom.
Surprise.
I'd just step up a little bit. He couldn't turn up. What happened to him? He's a little tied up right now. Something hilarious like that.
That is hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So, they're so expensive. Even like the shit weddings you go to, expensive.
Yeah. And I've been to enough of them. Let me tell you that much. Let me tell you that for free. The next one's going to cost you. I'll start charging you for telling you things. Next one's going to cost you massively.
But they're expensive.
And
one of the most expensive thing is like each person who is invited, they cost money.
They cost money.
That's why people have small weddings.
That's why people have small weddings and they don't have many friends probably as well.
Oh, yeah,
I'm just watching my dog Diggs at the moment because he had a bit of squirty bum last night, a few sloppy jalopies coming out of my dog's asshole last night. And look, I got home and Diggs was moving around. Diggs.
Oh, my God.
He was moving around quite a lot, right? He's moving around. And then he did the grossest poop I've ever seen in my life outside on the where I put that gorgeous AstroTurf.
He removed himself to your balcony.
He removed himself to the balcony. And I threw out that AstroTurf. So I was walking down with gloves. I had gloves on and I had a big garbage bag. I put it in there and I was walking down and that's when one of the neighbours started flapping their lips at me.
Oh my God.
They really wanted to catch up about a lot of things. And look, they were talking to me for ages. I was like, I've just got to go down to the bin. And they went, I'll come. So they're walking down with me. I've just got this shit in a bag story of my life.
You throwing that out. I could use it.
I could use that. You're throwing all that. Oh, my God. One man's trash is another man's treasure. Give me that right now. What are you going to do? You're going to throw all of that lovely AstroTurf out. And so, yeah, they helped me with it. They pulled up the bin. You've got the big skip bin out the front.
Yes, I've seen it.
It's lovely. Have you had a look in?
No, but there's usually
you might find
some
shitty AstroTurf in that you might like. And, yeah, and pulled it up. And then I'm, like, trying to get it in there. And then as that's happening, they lift the bag up.
Oh no!
Like to help me with it, and like it almost comes out of the bag.
Oh, thank goodness!
So thank God it didn't come out of the bag.
Yeah.
But they could smell it. They knew, and I was like, I'm not using toilet anymore. The toilet still doesn't work in my house. I'm using this for toilet.
Yours.
It would have looked like mine
because he's a very big boy.
He's a big boy, so I'm just. That's why I'm just.
Has
like,
he pooped
I'm
in the house
out.
Today?
No, not today. No, no, I've taken him out a few times today. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And today you'll be happy to know the consistency was a little bit better on our walk. I know that's exactly what you want to know. And I now have this great thing with my neighbour where I think every day I'm going to walk out with a big bag full of shit and they can help me with it.
They're going to follow you?
They're going to follow me.
Where are we taking it today?
Today's adventure, Dora the Shitty Explorer. Where are we going to go today?
Your neighbourhood is very interesting. Oh, yeah, for context, Sam lives in a block of flats and across, and there's a series of blocks of flats all the way along.
Yep.
Three-story flats all the way along the street.
Tell them where I am. On top floor. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, got I'm the penthouse. Best view. Got a beautiful view.
Do have a beautiful view, actually.
It's really nice. Yeah. Okay. And
okay.
So I went out to the balcony, no AstroTurf. I didn't notice. Probably for the better.
Yeah.
Because that story's made me feel unwell.
I'm so sorry about that. It's the sex ones and the bag of shit ones. Ugh. And I'm always telling bag of shit stories. Can I tell you this story real quick? One time
is
I've met.
Is it about sex or bags of shit?
No, it's, well, in a way it is about a bag of shit by the name of Usha Gunsberg. And one time I went to bag of shit Usha Gunsberg. I was filming a documentary, right? And Usha Gunsberg was really like really cagey about me being like filming in his house, even though I'd organized it through him
Why
and
were you
everything.
Filming in his house?
Because I had a comedian who I made a documentary on called Fiona Loughlin.
Yes.
And he asked me if he could have her on his podcast. And I was like, yeah, we're in Sydney. I'm filming for a documentary so I can film, blah, blah, blah. And he had me in his house and everything. And he goes, You filming there? And I was like, Yeah. I was like, I've got a camera. He goes, oh, right, I didn't know. I thought it might have just been an audio thing. And I was like, well, you're doing an audio thing, so, like, I wouldn't come and re-record you recording audio.
Yeah,
like,
that seems a bit, I'm making a documentary. You idiot.
And then he goes, so you're filming out the window? And I was like, yeah, I guess. Like, I am filming you two and a little bit it's out the window. And he goes, I don't want people to know where I live. And he went and, like, closed all the blinds. And Fiona said after it, she was like, she was like, yeah, great, because the only way that you could know where you lived if you were standing in your house. That's so true. Like, stupid. How would you know? Yeah, so you were saying the view from my house.
That story is so annoying.
Isn't that annoying?
I've always found him annoying. I hope he listens.
He is annoying. Yeah, yeah,
I hope he listens and thinks, wonder what Bron thinks of me.
I'll tell you, baby doll.
I'll tell you. Sweet cheek, sit down. I think you're annoying.
I've got a few things to say, baby doll.
Never liked you.
Number one.
Oh, my God. So, all right. So what I was saying, oh, yeah. So you looked out your at the window of your balcony today. One of the, like, your neighbors.
Missing AstroTurf. What's up with that?
What's happened?
I'll tell you on the podcast. Okay. Your neighbor, bag of shit story.
The block of flats near you, next to you, it has all of these weird trinkets on his little balcony and a sign that says no trespassers. Trespassers will be shot. Mm. Survivors will be shot twice.
Now, I quite like it because I think that's fun. I think it's relatable. And also, like, on the third floor
of a block of flats.
Of a block of
How
flats.
Are you
it's
going
so bizarre.
Is that for Spider-Man?
What's that for exactly?
God.
What are you doing, Diggs? He's having,
anyway,
he's having
so
a bit of fun.
I wonder if he'd invite you to his wedding.
Oh, God, I'd love to go to his wedding.
Do you reckon he'd have a good wedding?
Absolutely. Trespassers will be shot again. Yes, absolutely.
Now, well, if I'd known someone for 1 week and they turned up to my wedding, I would assume they were a trespasser.
Absolutely.
That's insane that you're invited after 1 week. And this is a wedding you're going to this afternoon.
Yeah.
Okay, and so what time does it start?
It starts at 5 p.m.
Okay, so it's like it's not like a midday, everyone goes home at 3 p.m. Please go away, we're just doing Lamingtons.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
hate those ones. Incredible. Absolutely hate those ones. But so 5 p.m., so this sounds like to me it's going to be cocktails, canapes.
Yeah, it's cocktail dress.
Yes, there we go. And then I'm assuming like a dinner, like it's going to be food.
There might be a sit-down dinner. Maybe.
Okay,
I'll be sitting with people I don't know because I don't know anyone going.
Yes, and also that is so expensive.
Yeah.
So what did you just have really funny jokes on your first week of work?
I must have. Yeah, I must have not been carrying a bag of shit when I was walking around. But I don't know. I don't know. Must have told some great jokes. But and that's why I have to go. Like I can't not go. Like, you know, but I'm like, how long do I have to go for?
Mm.
Is my question. Because obviously they're paying for dinner. There's a lot going on there. So how long do I have to go for, do you think, in a situation like this?
I think if you didn't turn up, they wouldn't notice.
Yeah, I know, but it feels like quite a small thing. I think it's from what?
It's a small wedding and you've been invited.
Yeah.
After 1 week of working with him.
Yeah, and I had an option of a plus one as well. I turned down the plus one. Because Diggs couldn't make it. He was busy. Shitting on AstroTurf.
His tux dry cleaned. Right. So you had an option plus one. So they were willing to drop hundreds of dollars on two people that they, or one person they barely knew, and one person they definitely didn't know.
You could have bought anyone. I'll meet the second groom tonight as well.
You could have bought Osha.
Could have bought Osh.
Oh my God. Would have ruined the whole thing. Where do you live? That's what I'd ask. Now, I have not been married, but I imagine if I did get married, I would be very, I would make sure that as I'm 37, I reckon when I got married, if I was 25 and got married, I would just be like, you know, I'd be like, I'm inviting all my cousins.
Yes.
I'll invite, you know, I went to school with her and she was pretty nice to me in high school. And you know how like younger weddings seem to be enormous.
Oh yeah.
And it's just like, it's quite awkward because it's just people that no one really knows or likes each other.
But as you get older, you start to weed people out. I'm just going to let things out.
Don't do a poop, Diggs.
Just a listener, just let Diggs out outside in case you need to do a big, massive shit on the AstroTurf again. I've got one more piece of AstroTurf there, so might be my last one. Have a fun time with a neighbour a bit later.
So ill.
So you weed people out as you get older.
You weed people out as you get older.
Yeah.
And so it means that people in their like late 30s, early 40s and beyond have invited only people that they know are going to be a good time. They've either known for a really, really long time, really like them, or they just know they're going to be very, very fun.
Yeah, okay?
So for my wedding, the only people – I wouldn't invite people that I've never met before.
Okay.
But I've listened to them on, and I think that they're probably my best friends. two people. I've never met them. They don't know who I am.
That's fun.
I would. I'd invite two people. They don't know who I am, and they'd hope they'd come because I think that they'd be the best people at the wedding, and I'd have a really good time with it.
Okay. Was she good with
it? Absolutely. And Diggs. Never met him.
Never met the guy.
No.
Who would they be?
It would be Genevieve Morris.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She'd be good at a wedding. She'd be great at a wedding.
And Emily Tahini. They're so funny.
They're so funny, yeah.
Now, I listen to them on Confessions. Mm-hmm. For those who don't know what Confessions is, it's Sammy's other pod, and it is very funny. And there's one episode of Confessions that I just laughed the entire way through. They were so funny.
Women. Yeah, you got to have these women coming to your wedding.
God. And that's what I thought, it was illegal for women to be funny.
It's not right. It doesn't feel right.
I've never heard it before.
Never heard of women being funny.
And when it happened, I was like, well, this is new to me.
It's a real turn up for the books.
But I'd want them there because I think that they would be good value.
They would be good.
They would be able to spot the crazy.
Yeah.
They'd be able to talk to the crazy. And then they'd be able to get funny stories out of the crazy without the crazy being like, they think I'm crazy.
Yes. Yeah.
And then they'd turn to each other and then they would laugh. They would laugh and laugh about the crazy. And that's what you want.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
It's all you need at a wedding, really.
It's all I need.
It's all I need at my wedding that I'm not having.
Sorry, guys. I'm not coming. I'm not doing it. But I think it's – so what I'm saying is I don't think it's insane exactly to invite someone you just barely know slash don't know. But I do think it's really odd. Do you feel an enormous amount of pressure to be as funny as, you know, Usha? What do you say, Osha? I say Osha. Is it because of an umlaut?
I think it's Osha. I don't think I could be as funny as him.
Well, you couldn't.
Okay, it's not possible.
Come on.
It's not possible.
Don't be silly.
It's not possible. No, I don't think I feel pressure because I don't know anyone there. You know,
Are you worried that you're going to turn up and they're going to say
who
exactly?
Oh yeah, that could be.
It happens to me when I post anything on about Perth, my show. Right. I get trolls coming for me, going who?
Who?
Oh my God.
No, do you think maybe that it was a prank invite?
Well, no.
Hilarious practical joke.
I think that they've got you mixed up with someone that they know.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, they got the address and went.
They're going to be like, well.
Isn't that someone we know? But it might be. I don't know about that guy. Yeah, that might be the case.
Are you nervous about that?
No, I'm not nervous about
because
that.
Because what you could do is because you know when you see someone that you know and you're like, oh, I wonder if they recognize me. And then you start to walk over to them. And if they stand up and walk away, you have to keep walking as if you were walking a completely different direction.
Or if like they keep calling me mate. How you doing, mate?
You say, we're
it's
not
good
mates.
To see you, mate. Yeah, we're not mates. I'm just at your wedding.
Just your best
we're
man.
We're not mates. I'm just at your wedding. I'm just your best man. Just rocking up. Yeah, okay. How long do I have to stay for? That's my question. That's my question to you.
Yeah, I reckon you have to stay.
I'm flying out first thing in the morning, so I don't want to have too late of a night, especially because I don't know anyone.
But it's free.
It's free.
Of course you have to stay. Well, you don't have to, but why wouldn't you? If it's fun. It depends
if
it's fun.
If it's fun, yeah.
If it's not fun, Sam, you are allowed to leave, I reckon, after speeches.
Okay, great.
You can't leave before speeches.
Do I laugh extra loud at the speeches? No. Don't know anything actually, about them.
You heckle.
Yeah.
So that's not what I heard. Yeah. Things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you just listen and you, because wedding speeches, I love wedding speeches because often they're so bad.
Yeah.
It's like, because I love watching people bomb.
Yes. Yeah. It's a joy of yours. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love it. Dude, you're watching someone struggle on stage.
Yep.
If they are, especially if they're quite confident.
Yes. Yeah.
Like
if
they're nervous and bombing, only like it a little bit. But if they are really confident and they get up and die, paradise.
Absolute paradise.
I like it better than good comedy.
Like even when I said to a friend of mine, I was like, oh, it's this person's wedding. I said their name. And they're like, who?
Yeah,
I was like,
exactly.
Yeah, so even like me bringing it up, it's like, why are you invited? Everyone has said, why are you invited? So it's so strange.
Okay, so when you go, Sam, there are three things you're going to work out because this is an opportunity if it's anything else, okay?
Yep.
It is just an opportunity.
Yep.
One,
For fun.
Okay, for material.
For material. Say it again.
Oh, my God.
I'm just a material girl doing accents. We're not doing accents. This is a hilarious character, hilarious comedy character that we're working on. Oh, my God.
Okay, first thing First thing, because I want to know, why the fuck are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, you need to work this out because it could
I'll say it without the swears.
Yeah.
I'll clean it up.
That's actually a really good idea. They'll be like,
why
so
the fuck am I here? Can I ask you something? Yeah. Why the during speeches? Put my hand up. Can I ask you a question? Why the fuck am I here?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Arnie June, shut the fuck up and answer me this. Riddle me this, Uncle Graham. Yeah, things like that.
Okay.
So the first thing you find out is why you're there, because there is a number of reasons why you're there. One, it's because they might think that you're
gorgeous.
Yeah.
He's too glamorous. Let's bring him.
God, he's good looking.
God, he looks good.
No, it could be that you are going to be really good. Hey, don't say that.
I wouldn't say that.
You.
I'm talking about your best friend right now.
I am.
Sorry about that.
You are.
No, you are.
We are.
We are. Now we're giggling.
And now we're off. Oh, God.
Tickle and we're out. Pink. Oh, God. We don't talk off, Mike. We have an awkward break. I was once editing someone's podcast for a while, and it was a double act. And I found out pretty quickly that most double acts in comedy, it was a really rough thing to learn. A lot of double acts in comedy and in life in general, like musicians, whatever, they don't get along. And
marriages.
Oh, God, you couldn't have said it better myself. You couldn't have said it better myself because you said it, not me. Those opinions are the opinions of Bron Lewis and not my own. We'll be very clear about that. You said it, not me.
Oh, God.
A lot of people like don't get along. Mm. And I was editing this comedy duo's podcast and they had segments like we do.
Sure.
And you know, between segments, you and I will have like a little bit of a chat, have a little bit of a laugh.
But we laugh.
We laugh like trains. Oh. But these two would just stop and just go, So what do you... What do you want to do next?
That's all radio hosts.
It is all radio stations. Brutal to listen to as well because you're going, they just do not get along. And one of them goes, recording the next one after this? Yeah. Do you have a beer? They offered us a beer if you want to have a beer. And the other one goes, not really. And he goes,
oh my God.
Well, I might have one. And go, by yourself?
Holy shit.
And then when the beer comes into the room, then I heard them going, no, I don't want it anymore. There's for the fun. And then they go, anyway, let's do Wacky Wednesday. Like it was just
you're crazy.
You can't say that. You can't say anything.
I'd die if I had to work with that. So I think a lot of people in commercial radio, I think that they are dying.
Yeah. Slowly rotting.
Just dying
from the inside.
Dying
they've got
dying.
A picture of themselves in an attic somewhere that's aging, but they're not.
Oh, my gosh. A dear friend of mine, he used to work in commercial radio. I won't say their name.
What? Don't need to say their name.
Because I don't know it. But they have
never ask people's names. Hey, mate.
Yeah, exactly.
It's my mate.
I don't know your name. They hated it so much they would take their letterhead home from the radio station every day, stand in their backyard because they're on a contract. Couldn't leave it.
Yeah.
Stand in their backyard every day and burn the letterhead. And it was like this like kind of symbolic way of
every
trying.
Every day?
Every day.
What was the symbolic of?
Just doing like, just like trying, like just a kind of like, I will slowly chip away at you.
Oh my God.
Letterhead.
That's awful.
Letterhead. Yeah. I think people in commercial, I don't know, but I think a lot of people in commercial radio might hate it.
If I had to do commercial radio, commercial radio, absolutely would. And I would do it with you.
Thank you. And in the segments, I'd drink a beer in front of you every time.
And I'd go,
by yourself. Mm,
by yourself. And then I go, oh, God, oh, I don't want to go home. Trespassers will be shot again.
Survivors. Twice.
Jesus.
Okay, you're going to find out why you're there because you could be there because they might think we've invited too many awkward people. And Sam, I'm going to say this to your face.
Oh my
you're
God.
Very good at talking to people. You're Thank a great you so listener. Much. You ask questions. You're very friendly.
I'll be at a table where there's lots of people that don't know each other.
Yes, you
will.
Yeah, that's where I'll
be. Yeah, absolutely.
You'll be at a table and they will be awkward and but they'll be like the weird cousin that they had to invite because his mum said, you can't not invite him.
Yeah.
He's been waiting for this invitation all his life.
He's 35. He just plays Tamagotchi over there. Don't worry about that. He's at the table playing Tamagotchi.
Keep it alive.
Keep it alive. Done I have to. It's all I've got.
Oh, yeah. It actually doesn't seem so too dissimilar to you and Diggs.
That's actually true. Yeah, I've got to keep him alive. It's all I've got.
Clean up his poops. Yeah. And then so you might be at a table and you were there. You're basically like the unpaid help.
Thank you. That's all okay. I'm say.
So that's one thing. Yeah. That's one thing. I mean, that started, that looked like I was going to say something nice, like you're so good.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
That you're there as an unpaid help.
So I just go, so I put up my hand, I go, why the fuck am I here?
Yes, that's the first you need question. To find out why you're there.
Right, okay.
Second thing you need to do, because this is an opportunity, okay? Second thing you need to do is you need to find the person who you think is going to be there's always the loosest person.
Absolutely,
the loosest person at the wedding and you're going to get them to tell you a crook story. They're very open, these loose units. Absolutely. So you've got to find the loosest person there. Yep. It's like, you know, off the top of my head, it's going to be a man wearing a white leather belt with matching white leather pointed shoes.
Yeah. Something snake skin.
Yeah. He's from Perth.
He's from Perth.
Okay. So that guy.
We tagged him. He comes here. I go.
Yes, exactly. You might ask him to come with you.
That's lovely.
So that loosest unit, their story. I want to find out the most insane story from the loose unit. The third thing, obviously, for the purpose of this podcast, is you're going to find the drunkest auntie.
Amazing. Amazing.
You're
going
to sidle up to her and you're going to get a crook story out of her.
I'm going to get to know her.
Yeah, to know
her. She might love me. She might not.
She might absolutely hate you.
Yeah, and that's
she might say this, why the fuck are you here?
And I'll go, been asking that question a lot myself. You heard me doing the speeches? I said a lot of that myself. Yeah, great. Okay. Yeah, because it's a bit funny about going at first because it's like, should I be there? Am I taking this away from someone else? But I'm not.
Who have I replaced?
I don't think I've replaced anyone. I think I was just invited because they wanted me there. And I think that's lovely. Yeah. But I'm going to find all of these lovely things out. So we'll do this next week. We can do a follow-up because I'll be back next week. We can do a follow-up next week.
I would love to know. I'm trying to think if I've been ever invited to a wedding that I shouldn't have been invited to. No, but you know what? One time it happened. Lucas tried to get me invited to a wedding that he was invited to. Mm. And they said, no, we don't know who she is. And I was pregnant with his child.
Never heard of her.
They kind of were like, we don't know how long she's going to stick around for. That was like the vibe.
She's no good.
I was like,
think you should drop her.
7 months pregnant with your child. I think I'm going to be here.
Yeah.
For a bit child at least. Support.
Yeah. Yeah, at least.
Exactly. That's till they're so 18. Funny.
We don't know her.
We don't know who that is.
Like, is that one?
What? Oh, you're mother of his child? What are you talking about? Anyway, I'm glad I didn't go. Shit.
Yeah, absolutely shit. I'm going to find all of this out. Mm. We're going to come back next week on 1 o'clock and we're going to have a goddamn follow-up.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
I could have brought you to the wedding plus one. That would have been fun.
Why didn't you?
I don't know. Didn't think of it at the time. I would love
to have gone.
Wouldn't that be nice?
If you ever get a plus one to anything, invite me, please.
I'd love that.
Okay, now the fourth thing you need to do in your time this year.
In my time.
In your time in your life.
Yep.
Is get me as a plus one to something.
Okay, great. All right, that's happening. All right, I'll write that down. I'm writing that down right now. Can you see me writing that down?
I can see you. You're sitting right in front of me. Oh, my God, I'm going to burn the letterhead to two drunk aunties as soon as I leave.
Let's go, girls. Goodbye. Happy weekend.